welcome to the Grady's Expert Trivia Movie... Okay. Hello, and welcome to the Grady's Expert Trivia Challenge! Joining me today are Kelly.
I'm gonna win this thing.
Erica.
I pity the fool who tries to win at trivia against me.
And Kimberly.
Sure, why not?
All right. Now, as we usually start with, I'm going to choose a number between 1 and 25. Kelly, what is your guess?
17.
17. Erica.
25.
25. And Kimberly.
3.
3. My answer was 6 for the 6 people that get murdered during Clue. Kimberly, you have won the toss-up. So, as always, we have the questions from That's So 80s Game that I bought at Home Goods. I have 5 categories, and they include music, pop culture, movies, TV, and who said or sang that. Kimberly, you get the first choice. Do you choose pile 1, 2, 3, or 4?
Who said that? Who sang or said that?
I have 4 piles of those. Do you choose 1, 2, 3?
We're losing already.
Three? All right, 3. Now you have music, pop culture, movies, TV, and who sang or said that? Which do you choose, Kimberly?
Who sang or said that, please?
All right. Now, as always, I will start a timer at the end of asking the first question. If you would like to pass, you can pass and we'll go back to it.
Okay, so it starts with me and then it becomes an all skate.
No. It's all you. This is all me. But if you would like to pass and come back to it, or if you just don't know, you can just say don't know.
Okay.
This is a rule that I had not set up before that, but you know, we're halfway through the year, so screw it. I'm gonna do it now. So if you want to come back to it, just let me know. If not, if you just are like, no, I don't know it, just say I don't know it, and I'll continue.
Okay. So we're gonna be going through. I'm
it's
slow.
No problem.
Going through one pile with. Is it gonna be like question with me,
or it's 5 questions in Who Sang or Said That just for you.
Cool. Okay.
And it will be timed.
Okay.
So, question number 1. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one.
John Lennon?
Yes, that is correct. I say a prayer with every heartbeat.
Whitney Houston.
Correct. Never trust a woman who says she isn't angry.
Pass.
Okay. After all that we've been through, I will make it up to you.
Oh, I'm hearing the song. Pass.
Okay. No man has ever put his hand up a woman's dress for looking up for a library card.
Don't know.
Okay. That would be Joan Rivers. We'll go back to the one you passed. Never trust a woman who isn't angry.
Carrie Fisher.
That would be Kevin in the movie St. Elmo's Fire. After all that we've been through, I will make it up to you.
I promise you. I can sing it.
Yes. Who sings it?
Aaron.
Incorrect, and we'll stop the clock. That was Chicago in Hard to Say I'm Sorry.
Oh, man. That was...
Like, I can hear it. It's on the radio all the time, but I'm...
So, out of those 5, you got 2 right, and you got it in 1:07.
Nice.
All right. So, our next...
I think everyone can do better.
Kelly, at 17, your guess, you are the next closest. Would you like 1, 2, or 4?
4 has always been a good number for me.
Okay.
Let's do that one.
And your categories are music, movies, TV, pop culture, or who said or sang that?
I'll go pop culture.
Pop culture. All
right.
Oh,
this is going to be horrid.
Okay. Wow. I'm looking at the...
Okay, here we go.
All right. Number 1. Too bad this is not a video cast, because you could see my face going, oh, Lord. Okay. Number one, the Blitz Kids, credited with launching the new romantic subcultural movement, used to hang out at which legendary London club?
I don't know.
That would be Blitz, apparently.
Apparently.
What is Nicolas Cage's real name?
Oh, it's something Coppola. Nick Coppola?
Yes, that is correct.
Nice.
Sharp shoulder pads and rounded hips were a trademark for which French designer?
Jean-Paul Gaultier.
Thierry Mugler.
Who? Okay, great.
Who was the face, or perhaps the hair, of Prel shampoo in 1985 to 1986?
I'm going to guess Brooke Shields. It's probably wrong.
It's Christy Brinkley.
Christy Brinkley.
What was the most popular male baby name in the U.S. in the 1980s?
I'm going to guess Chad.
I'll stop the clock. It was Michael.
Michael! I was going to guess that, too.
All right. So, Kelly, you got one right. And
hey,
you got
better
it.
Than the zero I got the last
that
time.
Hey, you're working up. You got another 6 months of the year. You can get that all going. Got more chances.
Doing it.
So, Erica.
Doing it.
Now this is your first time playing this game. Would you like pile one or pile two?
Pile two.
All right. Again, the categories are pop culture, music, TV, movies, or who sang or said that.
Movies.
All right. Your choice is movies, and there will be 5 questions, and I will start the time after I read the first question. Number one, which Wigan 1981 horror movie features 5 students vacationing in an isolated cabin in the woods?
Pass.
Okay. Which 1987 movie featured the sick strapline, sleep all day, party all night, never die, it's fun to be a vampire?
Lost Boys.
Correct. Which bodacious baseball movie contains the line, if you build it, he will come?
Oh. It's got the Kevin Costner in it. It's pass. I'll come back to it.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
In the tubular 1980 movie Airplane, why are the pilots unable to fly the plane?
They're passed out?
They have food poisoning.
Or that.
So, in Baby Boom, what is the name of the baby food company set up by J.C. Wyatt after she moves to Vermont?
Baby Yum. I don't know.
Country Baby. Okay, we'll go back to which 1987... Which Wigan 1981 horror movie features 5 students vacationing in an isolated cabin in the woods?
Friday the 13th.
The Evil Dead.
Damn
which
it.
Bodacious baseball movie contains the line, if you build it, he will come?
Yes. God. Oh, I know this one. Kevin Costner in it. The field. Field of Dreams.
That is correct.
Yay!
So, Erica, you got 2 right, and you did it in 1 minute and 52 seconds.
I sure did.
So, at this point, actually, Kimberly is our winner with 3 questions right.
What?
You did it.
Yay.
You did it.
Done.
So, I'm glad you had fun, and keep that in mind because we have 6 more months of the year to do it. So, you can increase your chances of being the ultimate champion of Grady's movie trip. Oh, shit. I can't remember what the name of the damn thing is. Okay. So, thank you, and join us again on the Grady's Grady's Expert Trivia Movie. Hold on, one more. I'm gonna get this right by the time we're done in December.
Thank you.
Okay. So join us next time on the Grady's Expert Trivia challenge! Challenge!